The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Good afternoon and welcome to the KTQA Daily Briefing. The Daily Briefing is your place to hear resources, updates, and information related to the COVID-19 pandemic, how we are adapting, what is in store for us, and all the things that we can possibly bring you to help us continue feeling connected through this time of social distancing. My name is Becky, and thank you for joining me on this Wednesday at a little bit past 3 o'clock on December 9th. Remember that state-level updates and information on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 will always get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. The state's coronavirus Q&A line is staffed 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. at 1-800-525-0127. For interpreters in other languages, press pound when they answer and say your language. You can also text coronavirus to 211-211 and chat with someone with your coronavirus questions in any language. Dialing 211 will connect you to community resources statewide through the United Way, and you can also visit wa211.org online. There are a number of mental wellness support lines and text services available. The Washington Listens support line for managing pandemic-related stress is 1-833-681-0211. The Suicide Prevention Lifeline phone number is 1-800-273-8255. The Crisis Text Line, which provides confidential text access from anywhere in the U.S. to a trained crisis counselor, is available by texting the word HEAL, that's H-E-A-L, to 741741. Teenagers can call the Teen Link number at 866-833-6546. Individuals struggling with substance use or addiction issues can call or text the Washington Recovery Helpline at 366-789-1511. And a warm line, as opposed to a hotline, is available for those facing emotional and mental health challenges, but who are not in crisis. And that warm line is 1-877-500-WARM. That's 877-500-9276. Let's get to our state-level updates for today. A quarter of the state's intensive care unit beds are now occupied by COVID-19 patients, and 80% of ICU beds in hospitals across Washington are now occupied. Due to the sharp uptick in COVID-19 infections from community spread of the coronavirus, all current restrictions on businesses and venues, as a reminder, will remain in place till at least January 4th upon the governor's orders. This means no indoor dining at restaurants and bars. Gyms, fitness centers, and cultural centers like museums and aquariums are closed for indoor activity, and retail must limit occupancy to 25%. This 3-week extension comes with new funding available for businesses impacted by the closures and restrictions. Business owners can apply for financial support at commerce.wa.gov/bizgrants. That's B-I-Z, grants. Priorities given to those who apply by December 11th. And as an aside, our friends of the Hilltop Action Coalition were informed that there weren't very many Tacoma or Pierce County businesses that have applied for this grant yet. So definitely share that information with your favorite business owners. State officials report that they are optimistic that the 62,400 doses of Pfizer coronavirus vaccine will be available by December 15th to high-risk health workers in Washington state. They expect a total of 219,000 doses of the Pfizer vaccine, as long as it is approved by federal and Western state review teams, and about 182,000 doses of Moderna vaccine, if that one is approved, all by the end of the year. In our state, there are about 300,000 healthcare workers who fall in the category of high-risk healthcare workers who would be targeted for the first wave of vaccination. Federal committees are slated to review the Pfizer vaccine tomorrow and the Moderna vaccine next week. Both vaccines are in production and have shown very promising results with lots of data, but any doses for vaccines which are not approved will be destroyed and not given to the public. Separate from the state allotment of vaccine is an allotment for Defense Department workers. Joint Base Lewis-McChord is one of the initial distribution sites for coronavirus vaccine to military personnel. JBLM healthcare workers and public safety personnel will be prioritized for vaccination there. Federal pandemic unemployment assistance benefits, which are in addition to standard unemployment benefits, are set to expire December 26th, but Governor Inslee has stated that Washington State will extend pandemic unemployment assistance benefits for people who are in the system if Congress does not. So good news on that front. The Department of Social and Health Services in our state continues to offer disaster cash assistance. It consists of benefits for 1 month in a 12-month period to low-income families or individuals without children who meet income and resource limits. Recipients must also be ineligible for other cash assistance programs. Benefits don't count as part of the public charge, and a Social Security number is not required in order to qualify for disaster cash assistance. Interested folks can apply online at WashingtonConnection.org, or you can call the Customer Service Contact Center at 877-501-2233 from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Monday through Friday. Moving on to regional news and updates for today. The Tacoma Pierce County Health Department is a little bit behind in reporting their daily cases because fluctuations in the case count reports are happening as a result of new data management system that's being implemented and data being migrated over. So the department advises looking at the 14-day average case count in order to look at the most reliable sense of the disease rate in our community until that system is fully launched. We expect that that will be fully launched and updated by the end of the week. Pierce County Council Bill number 2020-136 would dissolve the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department, which has existed as a collaborative interagency department that reports to an independent 8-person board since 1972. The bill passed through committee this Monday and will head to a vote of the full Pierce County Council on December 15th. You can give feedback on the proposal to dismantle the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department in the middle of a pandemic by calling 253-798-7777. The UW football team has paused all team-related activities due to rising positive COVID tests among participants in the program. All players will undergo additional coronavirus testing this week, and Saturday's scheduled game at Oregon may be postponed. As usual, there are numerous free COVID-19 testing sites in our region. For our friends in King County, you can go to kingcounty.gov. For Pierce County locations, visit the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department website at tpchd.org/gettested or tpchd.org/covidtest. This week's remaining mobile testing events include tomorrow, December 10th, there will be testing at Church for All Nations. And on Friday, December 11th, there will be testing at TCC, that's Tacoma Community College. For those tests, as usual, no IDs required. It's free. Testing runs 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and it's open to everyone. Now, results are usually available in 3 to 5 days, but in some cases, because of the increase in tests, you might have to wait up for a week, up to a week for your test results. But for anyone who has been exposed to someone experiencing coronavirus symptoms or anyone who is exposed to a confirmed individual with a confirmed case of COVID-19 or anyone who has COVID-19 symptoms, you are advised anyway to self-isolate for 7 days until you get your test results, whether they be positive or negative, and until all your symptoms subside. And of course, more information is available at coronavirus.wa.gov or at the county, the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department website. Well, that's our information for today. Remember that you can always dial 311 for the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. You can dial 211 for statewide community resources and referral services, including food and nutrition resources. Our email address here is daily@ktqa.org. Our phone number is 253-36- 253-330-8821, where you can call us or text us. Now, if you missed any part of today's daily briefing, you can catch our 6 p.m. replays right here on 95.3 FM or on our website at daily.ktqa.org. And don't forget that you can catch the Spanish language Reporte Semanal de COVID here on every Monday or on VT Radio Universal's Facebook feed every Wednesday. Wash hands, stay safe, stay separate, but connected through the magic of radio.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.